was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of us. Post at one of us? Is that what we say now? They don't say tweet anymore, right? They say post.
Z.
I think that's the thing now. Now that it's X, they got rid of the tweet button, and now it's post. So post at one of us if you want us to do something. I don't know. What are we even doing with that anymore? I tell you what you should do is follow us on Instagram and Threads, because we got the Sports Brewery Podcast on Instagram and Threads. And as we discussed last week, King, you weren't here for it. We are a meme podcast in social media. So if King, this is for you too. If you got memes, send them my way. I will post them on the grams.
I'll see what I can do.
That's our function.
I will not be threading though. I can.
No.
I got this.
Okay.
I had to create an Instagram to be able to create a Threads, because if X is going away, then we got to replace it with something, right? So I don't know. We're figuring it out as we go, guys. Let's see. So Booble is asking what kind of memes. I guess you'll just have to find out. We're just going to post nothing but the most fire memes. So if you know, follow, I don't even know if that's what you say on those, then you'll find out. Be one of the first. Get on it. The Sports Brewery Podcast, because nothing else more convenient was available. It was already taken. TSB Pod, already taken. Yeah. Go figure. We probably should have trademarked that at some point, but you know how that goes.
Hindsight's 2020.
I blame 3D. Also, twitch.tv/abrog87. That's where we do the live podcast, the sports podcast, every Wednesday or Thursday around 7:30. Tonight is a little bit later. Also, YouTube, I've been posting the streams on there after we're done pretty consistently now. So if you search for the Sports Brewery on YouTube, you can find us there. Okay. Shall we start by giving some flowers? Because this week we lost Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman, and apparently had a silent battle with cancer, died at 70 this week. Big ups to Pee Wee, man. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, I watched Pee Wee every weekend. And, you know, the movie, I watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure with my kid not like 3 months ago, man. I was like, hey, you got to watch this. This is a classic. Everybody needs to watch this at some point. And so we watched it and enjoyed it. So big ups to Pee-wee, man.
I don't know if I'm just one of the extreme outliers of our generation. Never cared for Pee-wee. Just wasn't my thing at all.
I know now's the perfect time for you to say it, Ski.
Hey, but I like Paul Rubens, honoring
the dead.
I like him in other things. He was in old Cheech and Chong movies.
You know,
the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You know, speaking of memes, I had something blow my mind because Paul Rubens was in, he was the Penguin's dad in the second Tim Burton Batman movie.
Yeah.
And the mom in that movie was apparently the same actress that he was in a scene with in Pee-wee's Big Adventure or whatever. And so, like, those two have a scene together in the Pee-wee movie, and then their husband and wife in the Batman movie, too. It was really cool. I saw them, like, side by side.
I mean, who doesn't just really know and love the backstory of the Penguin's parents?
Yeah.
I mean, just in-depth characters you need to know about.
Yep. And they just threw him in a baby carriage into the sewer.
Yeah.
Quality stuff. So anyway, like, King, did you watch Pee-wee at all when you were younger?
I mean, yeah, he was fine.
Yeah.
You know, I find it funny that as people try to figure out his problematic past, they're like, oh, he masturbated in a porn movie. Ha ha. And then they realize, oh, he was actually like kind of convicted on having child pornography in the 90s.
Was he?
He was.
I did not know that. That doesn't make me happy to hear.
His lawyer's defense, it eventually got dropped or lowered, but his defense was, well, he buys a lot of art. He can't possibly know what is in all this art.
when he just buys like bulk art that he just doesn't know.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those borderline, like it's old stuff. Like it's not like it was from 1990 Polaroid, but it was child pornography.
Art from the 1800s or whatever.
Kinda, yeah, yeah.
They drew a lot of naked babies and stuff back in the old.
I think there was old Da Vinci. I think it was a little bit beyond just a cherub's butt cheek.
Yeah, all right.
From what I gather.
See, now that should have been the whole him beating off in a porn theater. It's a porn theater. What the fuck do you?
Well, I think part of it is that Pee Wee was out when he got caught with this whatever pornographic art. Like, this was after the porn theater, and he wasn't quite having a moment, so it kind of slid under that. But a redemption story, unlike anything else.
Redemption. I mean, who doesn't respect?
Who doesn't love a good child pornography comeback?
Yeah. Well, I guess fuck me for giving Pee Wee his flowers, right?
But I'm saying, like, it was borderline. It wasn't straight up, but it did get him into some trouble.
Yeah, yeah, probably should. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, fuck Pee Wee Herman. I guess
a problematic king.
Pee on his grave. You know, whatever. Shit. I don't know.
Yeah, What do you want to bring up next now, Frog?
I know. Where do we want to go from here? Any good Michael Jackson takes anybody wants to get out right now? No? Okay. All right. You guys see Barbie yet?
Not yet. You?
I'm seeing it tomorrow. I'm seeing it tomorrow. Nice. Yep. How was it? Is it good? I hear it's good.
It's fine. It's good. I mean,
Yeah. So, do you do the, do you dress up? Do you wear pink?
No. I can't. I don't have the Ryan Gosling. Just it looks so fake. That's how his fucking like stomach looked. How am I supposed to compete with that?
You just wear a pink shirt. What do you mean?
I don't have any like good pink.
Well, I think that's a pretty good excuse to go buy one. You know, I don't know unless you're scared. I don't know, Ski. Do we need to have like a more in-depth conversation right now?
About my, well,
I don't know. What are you afraid of, Ski?
Lay down
on this couch. Let's talk about it.
Let's explain why I don't have the pink shirts and things.
Exactly.
I do have a couple pink hats. Hey,
There you go. Did you wear one? You didn't, did you?
I did not.
Yeah.
No, I did not. Well, I need it. Like, pink, like breast cancer hats. I mean, I don't know that quite fits the Barbie motif.
Yeah, pink is pink. Yeah, I pulled an old pink polo shirt that I had from like 20 years ago out of the closet. Still fits, which is nice.
Hey,
how about that?
That's a win.
Yeah, I'll take it. So I'll be wearing that one tomorrow.
Ah, a shirt and style made popular by also problematic person Kanye West.
Yep. Oh, so I can't wear a polo shirt now? God damn!
Can't wear pink? Nope.
Is it?
What are your takes on the Jews, bud?
Is there anything sacred? God.
I mean, at this point, we should just go make a movie about this and make hundreds of millions of dollars that, you know, may or may not have been actually purchased tickets to a movie. So
this is not bad. Yeah. Booble says he's giving pink credit to Cameron, not Kanye.
Cameron,
yeah.
There's a little bit of fur in there. It'd be more Cameron.
Yeah.
I see it though.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with it too because I'm not trying to associate with Kanye right now. Cameron is fine. I can live with Cameron.
Have you heard his latest podcast?
I don't know.
Oh boy. Oh jeez.
Take on Palestine. A little iffy.
This is not going well. This is not going well. There we go. WCP says just get a Messi jersey and wear it to Barbie. There you go.
There you go.
Although Messi, tax evasion, I mean, I don't know. Is that, do we not like paying taxes? I don't know, man. Maybe I should just cancel. Not go see the movie, I guess.
You could just wear a white shirt, I think.
Just a white shirt. There you go.
Yeah.
I'll dress like Stan. The Eminem video. I'll look exactly like Stan.
Just the
the white Hanes.
Did you say Sawa or do you say Sawa?
I don't know. Sawa? Sawa?
Oh, JoJo Siwa? Is that who you're talking about?
No, no, no. I would know that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't know what that Devin Siwa guy is popular for. It's like One Tree Hill or something.
I got nothing.
Oof.
The only Siwa I know is JoJo.
Was he in? He might have been in Final Destination.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right.
JoJo wears lots of pink, by the way. No problems there.
She does.
Yeah. Let's see. WCP says, taxation is theft, or is that too right-wing for this podcast?
Yeah, it's a little right-wing.
Okay. But we are...
I don't like paying them, though. I don't like paying them, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, such is life.
All right.
And we could start angling to our Libertarian Party, and that's where we'll end up.
Speaking
this podcast sponsored by RFK Jr. 2024.
Speaking of not wanting to pay, let's transition into the Pac-12 falling apart. Yeah? Yeah. Might as well, right? I mean, it's kind of crazy how all of it's happening at the same time. Like the Pac-12 is allegedly getting a TV deal with Apple TV, all while Colorado and Arizona are apparently going to leave the conference. Which, you know, I appreciate Dan Lanning's comments at Media Day this week where he was like, they asked for his reaction to Colorado leaving. And he's like, I don't really have a reaction. I can't remember them winning anything significant to help the conference. And he's right. I mean, the same kind of goes for Arizona, too. Like, Arizona hasn't been to a Rose Bowl, like, ever, I think. I remember there was something where like Oregon kept them out of a Rose Bowl when Masoli was here or something, and I remember it had been such a long time since they'd even sniffed at a Rose Bowl. And so it's like, you know, the conference losing those two teams doesn't really matter, but also it brings them to 8 teams, and so it does matter.
Before we move to that part, one of that Dan Lanning comment reminded me of, like, to a T. I watched him back to back. It's like, oh, I see it now. Remember that Joe Kim Noah press conference?
Yep.
You know, where he's playoffs and he's like, Cleveland, what's so cool about Cleveland? Yep. I never heard anyone say they want a vacation in Cleveland. Why are you telling me Cleveland's so good? What's so good about Cleveland?
No, he's like, he's genuinely asking the reporter.
Just monotone I don't. And Dan Lanning's like, I don't have much of a reaction.
They're a non-factor. Like
Colorado, I don't remember them winning anything. Do you remember them winning anything? No.
Yeah, but
what it reminded me of.
But he's being completely genuine about it, and there's no snark. He's like, I genuinely don't remember them doing anything significant.
There was some undercurrents
of it, but
other than giving us Christian Gonzalez, I don't remember them doing anything significant.
So of course, everyone's favorite gatekeeper of fun, Aaron Fentress, was like, "Oh, so tacky, so both." Thank you for once again being the arbiter of what Duck fans can think is fun.
I know, who are you protecting? Like you, Deion Sanders? I think Deion's fine. And by the way, Colorado's fine. Colorado just signed themselves up for a TV deal, which must be nice.
See. Like the scathing thing would have been if Dan Lanning was like, hey, I've coached Oregon for a year. I have 10 wins. Colorado's coach has 8 toes. That would have been rude. That would have been punching
below.
That
would have been mean-spirited. Yeah.
That would have been mean-spirited. True, but mean-spirited.
Thank goodness he didn't do that.
Yeah, he just was.
So, but as all of that is happening, we now get a report out of Yahoo today that is saying the Big Ten has begun initial discussions, which who the fuck knows what that means, in terms of adding Oregon, Washington, if they want to expand to 2 more teams, like which would be 18, or Oregon, Washington, Cal, and Stanford if they want to go to 20. So that's first of all, they need to decide if they want to expand beyond just the LA schools, period. And then second of all, if they do want to, if they want to go for, you know, Oregon, Washington, and the Bay Area schools.
I was trying to see what the Bay Area really offers to the Big Ten. I mean, I guess football wise they're not good, so they don't compete with the bigger teams.
Academic prestige, okay. Olympic sports, maybe? Definitely Olympic sports. I mean,
well, from what Dan Wetzel said, is it's really not football. It's that if you go to a Big Ten school, the odds are when you graduate, you're moving to California. And there's a lot of alumni out there. That's basically what Wetzel said. It's important for them.
Not a terrible take. I mean,
no, and they were saying that, yes, you want Cal and Stanford academically in your conference. It certainly wasn't anything about football, and it was barely even about like TV ratings.
Yeah, I think Booble says it in the chat. I think there's a good argument about markets because you're adding the Bay Area market. You're adding.
That's the confusing. That's the thing about this round of realignment. Everyone blatantly says not about TV markets.
I don't know necessarily that it is about TV. I think it's just the markets in general. Like, because you know, if you do end up adding these four schools, you're adding Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and fucking Eugene. Who the fuck cares about Eugene? Well, but the brand, the Nike brand, that's what Oregon brings.
But see, this is where that whole thing loses me. Oh, it's about market size. Is it? Is it? Because if it was, Oregon had Denver, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, Los Angeles, Bay Area, Seattle, Portland. Didn't matter. Didn't matter. It didn't matter then. Why does it matter now? That's what I don't get about the realignment thing. It's all wishy-washy. Oh, these markets are so great. Well, if they were great now, why weren't they great 12 months ago?
Are they great relative to what else they could get? Because if the landscape is all the conferences getting 20 teams...
No, but what I'm saying
teams,
is why would the Pac-12 have ever disbanded if having huge markets really mattered?
Right.
Like, I think people forget that Tempe/Phoenix... Phoenix is like the fourth biggest city in America now. Like, yes, it's complete garbage urban sprawl, but it is like a top five metro area. Does anyone care about ASU?
Well, that's not why the Pac-12 disbanded.
What I'm saying is if all those markets were so important, why would they disband?
Yeah, they could have got a bigger TV. They could have got that big TV, exactly. USC and UCLA attached back then. Yeah.
They're disbanding because of horrible leadership. Because of Larry Scott and George K. George K. Remember when he had those like secret meetings with the Big Ten commissioner, like Warren or whatever, and they were like, yeah, we're talking about like possibly merging together on like a TV deal or something like that, and working together. And so he decides to give him the books for USC, like USC, a private institution that doesn't have to report anything. He gives them all of their financial information, and he's just like, well, holy shit, they're really valuable. Let's, like, fuck these guys. George K. has no idea what he's doing. Let's go after the LA schools. And they did. And they took them. That's why the conference has fallen apart.
No, that wasn't King's point, though.
It's because Larry Scott, for like a decade, like, shit the bed with TV deals, with everything, and then George K. literally gave them away.
No, but like my point is go back like 6 years ago. Maryland was important because of its TV market, even though it's really not close to Washington, D.C. at all. But what I'm saying is TV markets, the courtesy of a big TV market never extended itself to the Pac-12. And it's in kind of like a different tangent. Like I knew someone who worked at Nike for a minute. And when Dwight Howard went to Houston, which is the third biggest city in the U.S.? Yeah. Nike was furious. Small market. When LeBron went to Miami, they were cool with it because it's LeBron. They wanted him to go to like L.A. because Miami, not a big enough market. Like, it's just my main point is it's funny how we can use markets and we just dispose. Oh, it's a big market. It's a small market. It doesn't matter. No, it's Houston. Like, no, it's Phoenix. That is a big market unless you don't want it to be. And then it's not.
Well, see,
Miami's universally a big market. And population-wise, is Miami any bigger? I mean, I know it is, but is it much bigger now than it was in 2010?
No.
Not especially, but now it's a big market because we treat it as so. The Pac-12 markets outside of LA, never treated as big markets. When it's totally bizarre that
But again,
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
No,
Gainesville, Florida.
But again, that's because of Larry Scott and George K. They are undisputably big markets. There is no conversation that San Francisco
but no one treated them
and
as
Los,
such.
That's what I'm saying. Is they have no idea how to sell what they have. Like,
I mean,
just,
it's just population. I know they're terrible.
It's very
I'm just
simple.
Saying that, or even like in a different realm. If you look at college football Twitter for the last year and a half, all it is spiking on the Pac-12. It's just kill the Pac-12, kill the Pac-12, kill the Pac-12, kill the Pac-12. I get it. You're creating memes from The Office. Very topical, Nicole Auerbach. Gotcha. It's just the whole way they've treated it. It's like, I get you don't want to stay up. I got it. It's late. I understand how time zones work. But why now are these markets valuable? How are they more valuable to the Big Ten than they were to the Pac-12? Because it's one thing for George and Larry to fuck it up. But what I'm saying is the big voices out there never treated the West Coast markets like they were big. I've always found that odd.
They were almost like they were suppressing the West Coast.
Because they were competing with them.
Well, then that's fine. Okay, if that's the reason why, got it. Business, watch them. But yeah, there was just the whole Pac-12 thing has been so weird. Where, how in the world, like just even now, how in the world is Texas Tech a bigger winner in all this? How? Why? Their TV deal stinks too. It's $30 million. But if you read about it, they're the undisputed kings, like, you know, outside of the Big Ten and the SEC, obvious. The whole narrative around the whole realignment thing, I honestly think people are so far into it now that they can't reverse because it's all bad.
They're in way too deep.
Yeah, like some 41 said or whatever. Yeah, they're in too deep, you know? But the whole thing, I never quite got how someone could get on ESPN or FS1 and talk about this and talk about, I mean, who am I to defend the Huskies or whatever? But talk about Seattle like it's not a big – the whole thing just never made sense to me.
See, why would the Big Ten, if you're just looking pure of like where the schools are located and stuff, shouldn't the Pac-10 be more valuable than the Big Ten? I mean, look at the size of the cities surrounding the Pac-12 teams. Why would the Big Ten be
Larry,
more valuable over the Pac-12? It just doesn't
like
make
if
sense.
Larry Scott That's would have funny. Just bit the bullet 10 years ago and got on DirecTV for undervalue. Yeah, it's a bad precedent. But you have to. there's layers to it. You know, you can go all the way back. But it's funny reading stuff from like 2012 now, where 10 years ago, Pac-12 had the most expensive deal ever and the best deal ever and the most reach ever. And now it's gone. It's gone.
Has the discussion shifted from, because, you know, I think it's fair to say when the discussion was about markets that there was competition and the stronger conferences were winning the argument there by saying, the LA market doesn't really have value. San Francisco market doesn't really have value. When they do, it's just they were being mismanaged. So has it shifted to where college football is expanding, you know, period, that there are going to be several super conferences with, you know, 20 teams. That's just the way it's going to be. Has it shifted to branding now? Because now these conferences are in the market for adding teams. And if they're going to be adding teams, they want brands because other conferences don't have an issue getting a TV deal, as we've established, you know? And so now it's just about accumulating the biggest brands you possibly can. And so is that more what the Big Ten is doing right now or they're about to discuss? What's left out there? You know, we've heard Florida State is very interested in leaving the ACC, so that might be something for someone at some point.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah,
when that buyout's gonna be.
But if you are the Big Ten the obvious choice right now. I mean, the Pac-12 is falling apart. It's fallen apart. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to survive this. And so you might as well, since you already have the LA schools, go for the big guns left, you know? Or Oregon's the biggest brand left. Washington is probably a close second, I think we can say. And then Stanford and Cal. The Bay Area, it's a brand, you know? Like, Cal and Stanford are big brands.
Get the Rose Bowl out of it too. I saw something moving the Big Ten championship game to the Rose Bowl.
You got the Coliseum, you got the Rose Bowl. Yeah. I mean,
speaking of the Big Ten championship, I was thinking about it today. Let's say all six of the Pac-12 teams get in there. Washington, Oregon, Cal, Stanford, the LA teams. How fucking hilarious is it going to be the first time one of them qualifies for the Big Ten championship game, like first week of December in Indianapolis? Who's going?
That's like the home game against Georgia in like in Texas, like, you know.
I was just driving, you know, just inside of my head, I was just cracking up because I was like, the Pac-12 finally saved its championship game by going from home field to Santa Clara to Vegas, and the two in Vegas have been attended perfectly fine. It helps that Utah is a 5-hour drive away, and this year, you know, Eugene's a 1-hour flight. It's totally doable. Indianapolis? Why would you go there?
Like, why would anyone go there?
I'm not even making fun of Indianapolis, because if you know people that travel for business or whatever, Indianapolis is a great place to travel to in the winter because you never have to go outside if you're downtown. It's just sky tubes everywhere. Like, you do not have to go outside. It's all connected. It's like the Strip, weirdly, in Indiana. All connected. It's very bizarre.
I love the idea of the reverse, like, you know, Ohio State playing in the conference championship game and flying to LA for it, you know, like that.
Better weather.
Sucks. I mean, that sucks.
But something tells me they will say no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're Ohio State.
But back to your point, Braga, with the, I don't necessarily think right now it's about brands necessarily for the Big Ten. I think they're finally seeing the logistical problem of having two LA schools and then everyone else in the Big Ten. So it's like, hey, if we could take six teams on the West Coast, we jam. So they play each other every season. And then you have your like kind of three non-West Coast league games. Logistically, it makes sense. I don't know how you break up divisions with 20 teams.
Divisions are gone anyway, so it would be, yeah. The thing I read, I think it was from Fox Sports, I can't remember, they were saying it would be more like the NFL pod system is what, if they went to 20, West Coast pod, you know, the Nebraska, yeah, Minnesota pod, Rutgers, Maryland, Penn State pod, Ohio State, yeah. But if, and again, I don't like realignment, I think the fabric of college football, we've lost the plot. We have lost the plot so much that fan bases now give a fuck about TV contracts. Do you ever hear a Laker fan or a Heat fan or whoever be like, yes, go Adam Silver, get a TV contract? Do you ever hear a Denver Broncos fan talking about Roger Goodell's TV contract? And again, it's a little different because it's all the homogenous league.
But no one cares. Because they have their own TV deals, too. That doesn't help.
But no one cares.
We got to be able to watch our teams, though, is the thing.
Well, I know. I get that.
That's the only thing about it, yeah.
But you log on, and even Oregon fans are like, ha-ha, we get Big Ten money. You don't get it. Do you get a direct deposit every month from Kevin Warren in the Big Ten? Oh, and Fox? Oh, you don't? But why do you care? I just think we've lost the plot. I think we will look back on this. Like I said, Ski and I were saying earlier, some of the writers are so far into it, they can't really pull out now. But I think we will look back in 15 years and be like, man, that was dumb. We tore up regionality. We tore up rivalries for Bob Iger and Robert Murdoch, like Rupert Murdoch, like Why are we so interested in lining their pockets?
I almost think it might go full circle here. After they grow so big, they're going to go back to having these little regional pockets, essentially conferences.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe not as big. Like I said, maybe it might be like a Big Ten thing where it's only six teams in a little pod, maybe eight teams again. But I think logistically they're going to run into problems here of, you know, scuttling teams across the country every week.
Like Ski was saying about, you know, let's say all six of those teams get in, you know, Oregon will play those five other West Coast teams and then three from the other. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst schedule in the world.
No, it would be fine. Then you still have your out of conference games. You get Oregon State again, or
Oregon State is not playing Oregon if they send them to the Mountain West. That, no, it does not benefit them. Does not behoove them. I think they will go the route of Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy, where they're like, nope, the Sooners left.
They're dead to us now, kind of thing.
Dead to us. We're not even talking about it. But like, because people are like, oh, if you go to the Big Ten, you'll never win a game. And, you know, obviously they're exaggerating. But the odds of Oregon playing Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Michigan, the odds of them playing them in a year, pretty slim. Just look at the SEC, where Alabama and Florida haven't played since Tim Tebow was around. Mm-hmm. You know, Georgia and Alabama in the regular season doesn't exist. When you have a lot of teams, you kind of can game the system that way.
You have one, you throw in like one big game between your good teams. That's it. There's no murderer's row of
What Oregon would do then is, now you're playing the LA schools every year, both of them. You're playing both Bay Area schools every year. You're playing Washington every year. Obviously, you already do that anyways. And then you got your three non-conference. And so what does that leave? Three non-conference games? That's it.
Get us a game against Northwestern.
That's it.
Maybe Sparty, you know,
So what do they do
every
for
now and then? Get Michigan, sure. Well,
what do they do for non-conference games now? Like, how's that going to work?
Still play against the Minnesota team for the blind because you just take the free win. Who cares?
We're talking 12 regular season games a year now. Is that what we're talking about? Just in general, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would assume so. Yeah.
So you got your five against your classic Pac-12 teams. You got your three non-conference, that's eight, and so then you're adding four more against like the other conference teams. I like that you sprinkle them in from year to year.
I still don't think I would ever like waking up at 9 a.m to watch them play Rutgers. Never. I just gotta be honest, I never will enjoy that.
Northwestern, hard pass.
But it just sort of is what it is.
It is. No, that's
I say I don't like the idea, but I also understand if you're offered the money, you, as a university, it is within your, that is part of the scope as a president to take the money, you know, fiduciary, you know, it is what it is. Like, could you imagine a school turning that down?
No, you don't.
You can't.
And it could be way worse than the Big Ten. Way worse. I mean, looking at the landscape for Oregon right now, if their end game is being in the Big Ten, that's fantastic. Honestly, that's better than them staying in this god awful conference that they're in right now. That's crumbling and falling apart. I don't think there's a debate, is there?
Well, there is probably a debate to be had. Let's just to make this easy.
Sure.
Colorado is the only school that leaves. They bring in San Diego State, SMU in a couple of years, and whatever.
Tulane
for the fuck of it. There is probably something to be said that it's an easier path to a 12-team playoff.
So I said last week when you weren't here.
But I don't think going to the Big Ten is impossible. You know, like every 4 years, they probably will get one of those schedules where it's like, fuck, they are really going to Ohio State and Penn State on back-to-back weekends.
And they have to play USC.
Right. Like, yeah. So every 4 years, there'll be that death schedule. But or not to the extent now, but Oregon, Pac-12, they've had it where, when SC is good or Utah is good. And again, it's not the same level, not the same travel. But it's nothing to – you would not kill the deal because you know that's coming every fourth year.
Yeah. You also got to factor in that, the playoff is expanding. If you kill off a conference, it wouldn't be out of, crazy to think two, if not three teams from the Big Ten would make it. So even if you have a tougher schedule, finish top three and you got to get in the playoffs?
With two losses?
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
But I would also say that Oregon has finished in the top 20 twice in the last 7 years. I'm doing a little bit of a thing there because there was a COVID year, 2021, they finished like 21st. The other year, there was another year there, they finished 23rd where they lost their bowl game. So technically the regular season finished in the top 20. So I am doing a little bit of a trick there, but Oregon hasn't been as good the last 7 years as they were the previous 10.
No, but you also got to factor in that you join that conference, you get treated like these teams in these conferences do. You get that extra bump in the polls instantly because you're in that. So all of a sudden, instead of being 17 in the polls to start the season, you're 8 for the same exact team. Well, instead of having a P12, you're a B10 on it. That's the only difference. No, and of course, through all this, are we on the same page to where it's just like sucks for you guys, Oregon State, Washington State?
It
sucks. That's just where we're at.
It has to be, and Oregon State would do the exact same thing if baseball was a thing and got them into the Big Ten, they would leave. If making cheese was a thing, Wazoo would do the same thing. Like, shout out to Cougar Gold Dairy, but at this point, we all know the game. The game stinks. The game is the game. You're either playing or you don't. And if you have the opportunity to play it, you do play.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's going to stink not playing Washington State. I think it's going to stink not playing Oregon State. Do I really care about the Arizona schools or Utah or Colorado? Not really.
Even though you technically would potentially be in the same.
Cal is Oregon's big rival because they're UC Berkeley, we're UC Eugene. There's that whole thing. But do Stanford and Cal really get me going? Not.
I gotta tell you, man. Like Oregon State's really the only one that even is on my radar.
And,
I don't care about Washington State. Like, I don't care about the Arizona schools. I don't care about Utah. Like, whatever.
Utah and Colorado have been around for 6 minutes.
I'm just saying, Washington State, I could never see Washington State again and I'd be fine.
Really?
Like I said, if it really matters that much, then play them in your out-of-conference game, like every year. Colorado and all those directional schools that aren't in the same conferences that play each other every year, have that then, I guess. Oregon State's not going to be any better. Dropping down the Mountain West might kind of really hurt that program. Especially when you're making that big Mountain West money.
Yeah, who knows what even becomes of the Mountain West? Because they'll probably join with something else too.
The real question of all this is, what happens to the Pac-12 officials? Where the fuck do they go?
What's wrong?
So, like 2 weekends ago, I figured out some soundboard stuff. So he said program, and I have program? I literally have it in the Discord thing. I wasted all this time. It tells me, to actually use it, you have to subscribe to Nitro. Fuck you.
Fuck
God.
You. Fuck you, Discord. Sorry, man.
That's stupid.
The Pac-12 refs will go back to refereeing high school like they should.
I'm going to say, you aspire him?
I mean, the conference is not going to exist, so where they're not going to have jobs either. I mean,
well, they still need officials to do games out on the West Coast.
By the way, if you want to really get some good engagement on Twitter, make this meme now. That the woman who was on the plane at the beginning of July saying that motherfucker back there is not real. Do that for the Pac-12 logo and all that. Have it ready to go when this thing crumbles. You'll get tons of engagement. I guarantee it.
Rock,
I see you, Andy Staples. I know how this works.
Get it ready on Instagram, bro.
Yeah, ready.
No, I don't make memes. I post memes. Sorry, man. That sounds like an MS Paint job for you, my friend. I don't know.
The meme game doesn't really respect the MS Paint.
No, it really doesn't.
Well, maybe we got our own thing.
I will say, one of the things that out of the pandemic that irritated me the most was that NBA Paint became a thing. And I'm like, oh, now you guys like MS Paint. No, now it's cool to draw something really shitty on purpose because that's the joke. Okay. All right. I got it. Oh, now you have NFL Paint. Well, I'm glad that one failed. Jerks.
You elevate the art and then they try to steal it.
Yeah, I know. It's just
typical. The man trying to steal your art. Not cool, man. Not cool. Typical corporations, though, you know? We're just the little indie pod that could, right? That's us.
Oh, just being big corps. It does kind of feel like the four Pac-12 schools that are, you know, mentioned to go to the Big Ten. They're just being absorbed in just a reconfiguration of some.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
the bankruptcy, and so we're just absorbing these losses, and yeah.
I can't wait for if it does happen to read the print of it, and it's going to have so many buzzwords. It's going to be
awesome. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah, fantastic.
How many
the dented washing machine at the old Fields, you know, place for dented and dinged.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Is old Fields still a thing?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I
don't know. I don't think anybody knows, man. And there's no way for us to find out.
I know the old Fields was Kelly's now. Riveting talk, I know.
So what's the it feels weird talking about the potential TV deal because the conference is not going to exist next year, but so the potential TV deal they're talking about is Apple TV, right? And it would be like a $15 a month package or something like that.
I would assume it would be like the MLS.
Yeah.
Package where you got to buy Apple Plus and then
extra fee.
And
you know, like I had some of my buddies talking down on it earlier today and I'm like, you know, you're paying an extra fee with Comcast anyways. You know, like you're going to pay an extra fee no matter who the deal is with. And if we're talking about like a streaming service that does really high quality broadcasts, like Apple TV's probably the highest one, right? I mean, you know, nobody watches the MLS, but you know, they've had MLB games on there, and we've talked about it before. Like the quality is really high.
I haven't seen the MLS quality. I don't know.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Equal to about baseball.
So yeah. you know, I think even just as a baseline starting off point, we're going from standard def Pac-12 network games to Apple TV, which is it's like the quality will make a difference right off the bat. Like I would pay a little bit extra to be able to watch it wherever I am, although I couldn't on my Android phone because they don't let you download the Apple TV app on that. Maybe they'll work on that.
Green bubble text guy over here.
Yeah.
but I could watch it on my TV. I could watch it through the app on my TV just fine.
As a consumer, I don't hate the Apple TV deal. As I was the programs in the Pac-12, from what I read of the deal, it sounds like fucking garbage. Because it had some sort of escalator thing where they would get more money for more subscribers. But the thing I read was it would need every current subscriber that is subscribed to Apple Plus would need to buy them to get like anywhere close to what they got in the Big 12.
Yeah, it was like millions would need to add the subscription, basically.
Yeah, so which is not going to happen. So no. From that perspective, that's why the deal is dog shit. It's not
again,
the product. The product's fabulous, but
again, I don't give a shit. I'm the person watching the games. So if it's Apple TV, I'll be stoked. I'll pay the $15 a month. I'll watch, you know, my one or two Oregon games that are going to be on there or whatever. And I'll be happy.
It would be all. Well, I mean, wouldn't it be all of them? Isn't that the deal?
Is that the deal? If it's all of them, fantastic.
I'm pretty sure it's all of them.
Sign me up. I'll watch every single one of them. But like, yeah, again, like, that's George K being horrible at his job. Like, what's new? Like, I don't really care what the colleges are getting at this point.
At this point, he doesn't have many options, so you're kind of stuck with what you got at this point. When you wait this long and play every hand so bad leading up to it, you kind of just take, I guess, here at the end.
You've already lost, like, a huge percentage of the schools in your conference. You better just take what you can get and just call it good.
But, I mean, if the Arizona schools in Utah leave... The conference is dead, though, right?
Utah has
there's not enough teams.
Utah has to be pissed off, right? Like Utah has to be pissed off, right? Because they're not mentioned at all, and they're the best team in the conference, like football wise.
No, the last couple of years, mate. Yeah.
Well, like I've said before, last year is the only year in the history of the Pac-12 that they would have played in the championship game because they got rid of divisions. So I don't know. I mean, he lost like 5 games last year. The reason why no one talks about Utah is because they start off every year 2-2. I mean, their seasons like nationally.
Florida to start the season.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised to start 0-2 this year. Florida and Baylor. But that's why no one talks about them. And unfortunately for them, BYU is in the Big 12. And BYU is, well, they. I don't know if you guys are familiar with BYU. What they do is on every single continent.
I'm familiar with talking. Don't worry.
Yeah. On every single continent, they send these white people to brown people and proselytize them on how great the white man is, and to join their little organized faith-based group. And so that's why BYU is big, because you know they're colonizers. What I'm saying is Mormons are weird.
I thought we were gonna like. Rekindle our jump humping conversations from before.
Oh, the soaking?
Yeah, which we can do. I mean,
we're good.
No, okay, all right.
No, but like, I did jump into a Utah and BYU like enormous online war, and I was like, Utah fans, why are you even like arguing that BYU has a bigger brand? Because it's not athletics related. They literally are colonizers in 2023.
Yeah, it's a church.
It's a church.
Yeah.
I like Notre Dame is as popular as they are because it's the Catholic Church.
Yeah,
just
I don't
admit
know why
it. Like
Utah gets the better Mormon players anyway.
They do.
So why would they? Yeah,
they get the brown ones.
You know who you are never going to compete with? Jesus Christ. You're going to
absolutely.
You're going to lose every time. Every time.
Every time.
Jesus carries a lot of weight.
But back to it. So if those three teams leave the conference, you can't replace that many teams then, right?
No.
It's just dead.
It's dead.
It's dead anyways.
Yeah. So is this the whole narrative I saw is like the Big Ten doesn't want to be the ones to like put the dagger in the Pac-12?
Yes, to officially kill. It's just PR bullshit.
Yeah.
They basically killed the Pac-12 last year when they took the LA schools.
Yeah.
And they're not new at this.
No.
They took Nebraska. They took Maryland. They took Rutgers. My God.
Rutgers.
And 30 years ago, they took Penn State. I know they were independent, but, you know, the Big Ten isn't new to this whole thing. They kind of do it a lot.
Hilarious PR statement, though. I saw that and laughed my ass off. They don't want to be the ones to kill the Pac-12. Okay, I mean, guys, come on. Like, one, you already did. Two, you're absolutely about to do this as well. So let's not act like it. Let's not act like it's not about money and getting ahead of everybody else while you have a chance to, because that's what it is. And that's okay. Nobody's gonna look on you negatively because you destroyed the Pac-12. You didn't do it.
Shit, the internet will probably celebrate them for killing the Pac-12. I think that's what everyone logs on to do now, is to kill the Pac-12.
They're saving
everyone except for John Wilner and John Canzano.
Again,
there's only two people.
There's an argument that they're saving the Pac-12. Because the Pac-12 is dying anyways.
Oh, yeah, it's
almost like, so you're saying it's like a mercy kill?
Yeah, no, it's Noah's Ark. I need two of everything. I got the two LA schools, I got the two Bay Area schools, I got Oregon and Washington. Come with me, we're going to save you from the flood. That's exactly what it is.
Where do you guys stand? Do you have the choice between Big Ten, Big 12. Where you want the Ducks? Where would you want the Ducks to go?
I think the easier path is the Big 12.
But I don't want to see those teams.
I don't want to see them. I have no interest in having to care about UCF. Mm-mm. I have no interest in having to care about Baylor, Houston. And there's just a lot of culture wars that would go on in that league. Like, we saw when BYU, I mean, I was just joking about it, but we saw what happened when BYU came to Autzen, and it wasn't a lot of students, but it was still fuck the Mormons. The year before, I think it was maybe one of the last games of the year, BYU played SC in LA. Same thing, the SC students. We don't need to, and this isn't even really about them so much. It's just, I don't need the religious fighting, whether it's them or Baylor or SMU. Well,
SMU.
ECU. And I know like TCU is kind of a fake religious school at this point, but I don't want to see Oregon play those teams. I have no interest. Texas Tech, hey, that's a scary little non-conference game they're playing in September. I don't need to see that regularly. And at least if they go to the Big Ten, okay, I'm invested in Ohio State football. I probably watch them a lot anyway, so
I've gone this long not paying attention to any of those schools, and I would like to continue that if I could.
I will say, from a basketball perspective, I would lean to the Big 12.
No, I mean, it's the best.
That'd be real fucking awesome to be in the Big 12 for basketball.
It would be.
But yeah. Oh God, I could not stand to have to watch those games and for football. I don't tune into the Big 12. It's that bad.
Like I said, it's terrible, and yeah. I don't pay attention to it now. And I would really hate being forced to pay attention to it.
I did see one of those unofficial lines for Oregon, Texas Tech. Mm. Any guesses on what the spread is?
No.
They're sick. Because I think the thing is all like computer generated. It wasn't like the real Vegas line. But their hypothesis is Oregon's opening the season at like number 11 or 12.
Yeah, where's Texas? Are they top 25?
Texas Tech is like 22nd.
I'd probably have them put it at Ducks by a point and a half. Two and a half, maybe.
I got 2.5 for Tech.
They had it -14.5 Oregon.
Whoa!
Basically, it was because, you thought Oregon's defense was bad last year. They were like number 51 in points allowed. Texas Tech was 101st. That was their whole that, and again, this was all just some computer algorithm. It wasn't actually, you know, a real thing, but
yeah,
analytics.
It's punched in numbers,
and that's what came out.
Hey, you guys ready to do our list?
What is our list?
By the way, we have talked about one topic, two. Yeah. I guess Pee Wee counts. This might genuinely be the first podcast we've ever done where we talked about one thing the whole time.
We didn't even bring up that NFL preseason starts tomorrow.
I don't know. We did that one podcast. I think it was like January 7th of 2021. We talked about how the election was rigged. our brothers in arms were there at the Capitol. We talked about that one for quite a while. Ashley Babbitt Strong, baby. Rest in power, Ashley.
I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Where are we at? FJB, baby.
Hey, fair enough, my guy. Fair enough. All right. So, yeah, fuck it. What's our list? Who came up with the idea? I forget. Was that you, Ski?
I guess I did.
Okay, kinda. What was it?
Loose, it was...
Present it to the people.
With the offer we saw for the Pac-12 for the Apple Plus deal, your top three TV deals you think they should have looked into over Apple Plus.
ESPN. Fox. No, sorry.
Realistic. More... Yeah, I'm going to say some wild shit, and that's going to be more realistic than ESPN.
The Oregon TV Network. There you go. I think we talked about that in Discord, right? How Oregon's going to just start their broadcasting their own thing with like the OSN or whatever. And
yeah, Joji and Sante's back, baby.
Joji and Sante, and yeah. No, I was saying like Joey Max just going to be the voice of everything because they can't afford to pay anybody else, and he's their only like actual employee. Like with the Oregon Sports Network, so he's just gonna do everything himself. He's gonna do it like you remember, King. He's gonna do it like we used to do the high school broadcast, where you bring out the little box by yourself, set up your little headset yourself. Hey, can I connect to your internet? Cool, man. Thanks. Yeah. And that's how he's gonna do Oregon Duck football games. One guy on a mic for 4 hours.
I'm live from Pasadena here. Just.
Oh my God! Live from the horseshoe. It's a 4-3. All right, sorry. So, what's our list? The three TV deals, the realistic ones they should have gone after, right?
Yeah,
pursued. Okay,
semi-realistic. Yeah.
All right, you start. It's your idea.
I guess I'll go first. Then, my number three is they should have looked into signing with DAZN. Then they had Snoop Dogg call names to call games for him.
The Zone?
Yeah, they do like fights and DAZN, I think, is the Zone. Yeah.
Yeah. I think ESPN Plus is actually merging with DAZN this weekend for the Nate Diaz. Oh.
Stupid YouTube guy.
YouTuber guy fight.
Jake Paul?
Yeah. Yeah. A little temporary merger. Corporate synergy.
Some synergy.
Is it actually Jake? I can't like figure out the difference between the Pauls.
I think it's Jake.
Jake? Okay.
Yeah, I think Logan does WWE more so, right?
There's some guy in the chat, I assure.
Yeah, Booble said right away it's Jake. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you, sir. All right, I'll go. My number three is Versus. You know those internet battles with the rappers? Please. Yeah. Should have gone with Versus, man. It's perfect.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when Pac-12 no. games really were on Versus.
Oh, yeah.
Like the old school one?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking the rap battles.
Yeah. Okay, hey, I like that.
Hey, man, nobody... Do you remember their branding during the pandemic, man? Versus was killing it. What eyeballs? Versus.
Versus is one of those things that just really showed that every good idea... During the pandemic, it was, I mean, a lot of shit, but like Versus and the guy from The Office who started the Good News Network, and after like a month was like, you're offering me $100 million for this shit?
Krasinski?
Yeah, take it. And within 10 days, no one watched it again. It was gone. Yeah.
Was that just platformed on YouTube also?
I think so. It was just like shit from his house. And then Versus was funny because it started off so grainy. It was like on Periscope. Yeah. And then like by June of 2020, it was so overly produced.
Yeah. No, dude, like that was Instagram only.
That's Krasinski thing, man.
And they bought it and it's still Instagram only. Like I still follow it. But
is it still good? I haven't seen
it. No, not at all. All they do is post like uplifting stories from 5 years ago, like over and over again. Yeah. Nothing is new. There's no guy announcing things anymore. Like, because that was the cool thing about it is that it was Krasinski and he had like a little bit of production value and they spent all that money for it and couldn't afford to do anything interesting anymore. Okay.
right, my number three is TNT. If you go and look online, TNT had college football from 2002 to 2006. And one of their gimmicks was going to the tailgate slash parking lot of the home team, giving the drunk kids mics and letting them cut essentially wrestling promos. Like, oh, Bill Snyder, we're coming for you, brother. As they smash corn on their head. It was fucking fantastic. And Ernie Johnson did, well, that's coming up next, Kansas State and Iowa State. Ooh.
That was my number two was Turner, because Turner has like the TBS. They have TNT, like Universal. I think they have like, you know.
I think they have what my number two is.
Yeah. What's that?
And that's True TV.
True TV. That's it. That's what I was trying to remember.
I don't get enough Impractical Jokers, so. Throw them on True TV so I can watch.
Oh my god!
Impractical Jokers.
Every Pac-12 game ends and goes right into Impractical Jokers every single time. Do you remember? Do you realize
what every March Madness game did? So might as well do it for the Pac-12.
How
football.
Quick you'd get used to that too? Oh man, your brain would be like trained for it.
It's pretty much that and Tacoma FD. I don't know what else True TV shows on their station.
Number three is in the chat from Booble, UFC Fight Pass, and then WCP says Prime Video. Yeah. Did they not go after Prime Video? They really should have. Like, that's
actually
legit.
How much did they pay for the NFL game?
Like, a lot, I think.
A lot,
like,
yeah.
Too much?
They could have got it for a song and a dance if they wanted.
Honestly. Huh. Kind of surprised they didn't. So, did we just skip over? Are we to our ones now? Did you do your second one?
My number two was okay. Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Prime Video, whatever.
All right, yeah. Okay. All right, what's your one, Ski?
My number one, it's a little out there. They should have done it on Pornhub.
They're going to say OnlyFans. Content creators.
OnlyFans work, too.
Maybe.
Want to get more eyeballs.
Maybe if OnlyFans.
There's more balls.
Yeah. Oh, baby. Maybe if OnlyFans had actually gone through with the no porn thing. They might have actually done that.
Just leave it on. They have. I think they're pushing like an OnlyFans TV, aren't they?
They are. There's like Bert Kreischer's on all the commercials. Yeah. Bert Kreischer. And then if you know the game, Mia Malkova.
No.
She lives in Portland, apparently. Who knew?
If you know the game, he says. Oh, my God. All right. Number two is from the chat. WCP says YouTube. Booble says rumble.com. It's where Dana White has power slap now. I don't know what that is. I don't know any of those words.
I think it's probably smart to stay away from anything Dana White and Vince McMahon right now would be my
take. Yeah, Booble going UFC Fight Pass and then rumble.com. And there's like a theme here.
Where was this guy on January 6th? Jesus.
Yeah. Can I see your hat and sunglasses collection, please?
How many Joe Rogan Experience episodes have you listened to in the last 2 years?
How many have you downloaded to your phone? That's what I want to know.
Is Ashley Babbitt your wallpaper too?
Yeah.
He said rumble.com is the right wing version of YouTube. I was like, okay. I honestly had never heard of it before.
Sure.
I've heard of it. I didn't know it was the right wing version of YouTube, but
He said, you cannot. I left them on Pelosi's desk. That's good. All right. So you did your one, Ski? Did you? Okay. My number one is Pluto TV. No subscription with Pluto.
No. Nope.
Just watch that shit. Yep.
Freebie also, baby.
Freebie. Fuck Freebie. I truly dislike Freebie. Because Freebie, if you know, if you're a watcher of movies for a podcast, you know Amazon tricks you with Freebie all the time because it shows these available movies and then it shows in the little corner it's like, available with Freebie, and then you have to watch commercials during it. It's like
they have that new show they've been trying to cram down our throats, that Jury Duty.
I've heard it's actually good, but I refuse to watch it.
I'm in the same boat. It's just out of principle. I'm not watching something on Freebie.
I refuse to watch this guy. He knows the game. I refuse to watch it because it doesn't have Pauly Shore and Andy Dick in it. I mean, what are we talking about? I'm gonna watch a show. I'm gonna watch a show called Jury Duty, and it doesn't have Pauly Shore in it. Get out of here. Could you imagine a show with Marsden and Pauly Shore? I cannot.
Can you imagine anything with Pauly Shore, like current Pauly Shore?
Cannot imagine that. Nope. All right, what's your one, King?
My number one, Nickelodeon. I want the slime zone.
Oh, yeah.
I want little eight-year-olds calling the game. Bo Nix, he's as electric as the hamster wheel in my fourth grade class.
Ain't that the truth, Dennis? Oh, slime!
Little lightning coming from his blonde hair spikes.
Yeah.
Totally. That's perfect. I mean, a children's network for a bunch of children running the conference. It's a deal made in heaven.
Yeah.
There should be a contest. Whatever child wins it just takes over running the Pac-12, too.
No, yeah. You've been SpongeBob, Arizona! Just great.
No, that's like a contest they have on the network. Is like every month some kid wins the right to run the conference for that month. That's perfect.
Let's see.
From the chat, number one for WCP is X, the All Everything app. And then Booble says his number one is Roku. Yep.
King had some fun trying to watch things on Roku, didn't he?
No, I haven't turned my TV on in a month. Give up. It's terrible. Streaming stinks.
You cut the cord and TV's just out for you now.
Yeah, I don't even want to watch Netflix anymore. I'm so over it.
I started watching Ozark, boys.
Oh.
I know.
What do you think so far?
I'm like five episodes in. That show is really good. You guys, I'm not sure if you know that, but Ozark is a really good TV show.
That Jason Bateman guy.
Jason Bateman.
Hey, who knew?
Really talented. Man, crazy.
Marty Bird.
It's so good. It's so good. Man, they get you with that first episode too, man. It's not the Breaking Bad slow burn. They get you right away. Dude jumping out of a building. Guys getting capped by drug lords. Doesn't get better than that for our first episode. Oh, yeah, movie this week. Thank you, WCP. I totally forgot to mention that. So our theme this month as we wrap up the podcast is... What is it, Ski?
Since we're in the dog days
Thank
of summer
you.
Here.
The dog days of summer. So it's going to be a movie about a dog... A day or summer. and the first movie in Dog Days of Summer month is Turner and Hooch, which is on Disney Plus, and it's King's movie. So if you want to watch that and then hear us talk about it on Sunday, and then he's the one to blame for making you watch it. So
I think we can sum up Turner and Hooch with just this.
Hooch.
That's it. That was the whole movie.
That's it. Yep.
That was it.
Go to bed! God! Tom Hanks.
Okay,
what do you call them? Do you call them tidy whities? Because they're black.
I was going to say, some berries.
I think you call them skivvies at that point.
Skivvies, okay. I guess. All right. Yeah.
So hear us again talk about that exact same question on Sunday, because I will definitely bring that up in the actual podcast itself. So yeah, Sunday, Turner and Hooch. Watch it on Disney Plus. Listen to us talk about it. Thank you for watching us and listening to us. We will see you then. Goodbye.